SBS Radio.
Australian travellers Ali McGregor, Tess McGregor and Ashley Baker have been exploring South America for almost 2 months, arriving in Cusco near the historic Machu Picchu site. But just hours before they were due to start a seven-day trek on the 15th of March, they were told by their guides to pack their bags and book flights home. Later that night, Peru's President Martin Vizcarra announced the country's borders would close in an effort to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The group, aged in their 20s, had been keeping informed about the pandemic, but Ali McGregor admits the abrupt announcement took them by surprise.
Yeah, we've been in South America since, I've been in South America since mid-January. We've gone all through Argentina and Chile without any problems or any talk of anything like this happening, and then, just out of the blue.
The girls were forced to leave their hotel, and when they headed to the airport, they were turned away at the gate by the military. They found accommodation in an Airbnb room, and as Tess McGregor explains, are living in lockdown.
When you enter the grocery store, they spray you with hand sanitizer, there's a queue for the grocery store, that kind of thing. Luckily, we do have enough funds between us to support ourselves at least for the two-week ban. But in terms of getting home, the flight prices have been astronomical. So we're okay for now. But if this lockdown extends for a month or so and flight prices don't drop, we are in trouble.
Brazil has now confirmed its first coronavirus death, as President Jair Bolsonaro dismisses strict containment measures as hysteria. In Europe, leaders have agreed to shut down their external borders for 30 days and fast-track the supply of medicines and other vital supplies. France now joined Spain under complete lockdown, while areas of Austria came close to a standstill as it faced a second day of major restrictions. The coronavirus has quickened its spread across Africa, with more than 400 cases reported across 30 African nations. In Senegal, these children are reciting what they have been taught in school. Coronavirus is a very contagious and deadly respiratory disease. Wash your hands with soap. Be clean. Nigeria's head of disease control, Chikwe Iyakwazu, has warned his country's health system will likely struggle to cope with a pandemic.
It is because we're a bit worried about our capacity to deal with a large outbreak that we are focused so intensively on prevention and early detection.
In China, the number of new cases reported by Beijing continues to fall, as imported coronavirus infections outpace local ones for a fifth day. The crisis has worsened in Iran, the death toll nearing 1,000, with over 16,000 infections. Authorities were forced to release 85,000 inmates from overcrowded jails, some of them political prisoners. But there is no relief for the country from United States sanctions, even as the US government offered to help their Iranian counterparts manage the outbreak. For the US, President Donald Trump announced new economic measures in response to the pandemic, the final total of which could be $1 trillion US dollars, $250 billion of which would go directly to US citizens through $1,000 cash payments. Steven Mnuchin is the US Treasury Secretary.
We want to make sure Americans get money in their pockets quickly. We want to make sure small business owners have access to funds. We want to make sure that hotels, airlines, we have an entire package.
The Dow Jones Index recovered some of Monday's historic losses in response to the stimulus announcement, up just over 5% at the close of trade. But there's still anxiety among traders on Wall Street as the virus threatens to overwhelm more major economies. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.